Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It was really, really quick.
Take it away, Laura.
All right, guys. So listen up. If you're looking to buy a house, there is a lottery program that is now back. It is a down payment assistance program. It is a lottery system. But if you're looking to get a home, you can qualify. You sign up for this program, sorry, and you can qualify for up to $150,000. For you to get your 20% for your down payment and your closing costs. So if you guys are interested, I am a little too broke to buy a home right now, so I'm not about to apply. But if you guys are looking into it, I know real estate is expensive, but it's a huge investment. And if you're looking into it, make sure you guys go to dreamforallvoucher.org/2024. Again, dreamforallvoucher.org/2024. I know that's like not sports related, but I also like to give you guys things that can be beneficial in your life. And I know some of you guys are looking to buy a home, and $150,000 can definitely help and assist that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is so difficult to get real estate in this city. I mean, it's starting to become a problem, frankly, all over the country.
Yeah, but like, definitely here.
Definitely in LA. It is insane. Just what real estate prices are right now. It's nuts.
Just like, so I was, my mom gets mad at me because I live in LA, and she was really upset when I moved out, and she goes, you can save money by living at home, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm grown. I need to go. I'm 35. I got to go, right? But when you add up what you pay in rent in LA, it's like a mortgage. So if you can take advantage of this, and this program was available last year for a few months. I think I touched on it. I know Long Beach had their own version of a program. It literally shut down in 11 days because that's how many applications it had. It just opened up Wednesday, which was yesterday. So if you guys are looking to get assistance to buying your first home, definitely hit up dreamforallvoucher.org/2020.
There you go. Hit them up and best of luck to you.
Seriously, because it is a lottery system.
I am begging my daughter to come home after college.
Really?
You can come back. Absolutely, for the same reason. Come back and live here. Please,
why? But it's expensive here.
Why make it hard on yourself? Come here, live in our house.
Okay.
Yeah, why make it hard on yourself?
We'll give you privacy. We'll give you your space.
And she says the same thing you said. Dad, I'm grown. I know what that means.
No, but your daughter's also, first of all, okay, listen, go to dreamforallvoucher.org/2024. That's what you guys need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. And we can close that out. But now going back to DeMarco's point, it's not about wilding out. Like you say, you know what that means, which is intentionally is saying like, oh, you guys want to do the dirty, the business and have fun. That's not necessarily true. Like, I want to be my own person. I want to be able to handle my bills. I want to be able to do this. Like, I'm very independent. So being at my mom's house, she gave me privacy. She gave me all those things. But I still felt like I'm at my mom's house.
See, yeah. I'm trying to save me money.
Oh, okay, but
when
no.
When she hits a brick wall, she's coming to me to help her out. So
yeah, I didn't do that.
Come
You're
here.
Just basically getting ahead of what you anticipate.
Absolutely, yes. I may have to let some things go. Yeah. Okay, I may have to let some things go.
Now I get the Otani shakedown.
See?
Yeah, DeMarco's like, I'm not being selfish. I'm just anticipating my daughter hitting me up for money.
I'm trying to get there, right.
Just
I'm anticipating.
Getting
Say
ahead
no.
of this whole thing.
Say no.
To a daughter? Come
yes.
on. Whatever.
Say no.
Can you say no to your daughter?
Andy said no
it's
to
hard.
His daughter.
I have said no, but it's hard.
When's the last time you said no
today.
To your daughter?
Actually, today.
What was the... Can you...
She wanted to go to a ramen place for lunch, and we just got back from this trip. We spent a lot. There was food in the house. There were actually... What
Hay comida
she,
en la casa.
What she wanted... What mm-hmm. she wanted from this place, I understood that. Yeah. Food in the house.
Hay comida en la casa means, and you.
What she wanted, we literally had in the house. Like,
right.
She wanted to get this chopped pork bowl. We have, like, pork and rice.
It's right there.
That's what I said to her. I'm like, we have it. Like, no. Like, it wasn't even that.
So
it
you
was,
didn't really say no. You just pointed her to what we already had. So she got what she wanted.
No.
But she said he got a no in there.
No, she wanted it from the ramen place.
Okay.
Why? Yeah, yeah. Because it's at the ramen place. That's what she wanted. You know, we just got back from this trip. She went to the Grove yesterday. I gave her some money. I had to tell her no. And it sucks. It's not fun.
Right. You're going to pay for that no later. Come on.
Actually, she ate the pork that I made yesterday.
Yeah.
I could tell begrudgingly. She's like, this is good.
Nice.
This is really good.
Good. Cook at home. Yes.
I do. I cook at home a lot.
Cook at home.
I both enjoy it and it is, for economy's sake, good.
Yes. Learn something. If you can't change a tire, at least know how to cook.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can change a tire. I prefer not to.
I am shocked at how many people out here can't change tires.
I know how to change a tire.
Thank you.
I know how to change my oil. Well, not on my new car, but
you know
my
I'm looking
car.
At you. Yeah.
And I know how to cook, bro.
Can you change a tire?
It takes me a little bit, but okay. You know, give me some instruction. You know, I go on YouTube real quick.
Nico! Nico, I have I nails and I can change a
Hold
tire.
On. I didn't say I can't do it. I said I can do it.
I can do it. I prefer not to.
Right.
And that's why I pay AAA.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, look, what if your phone doesn't work?
Where am I driving that my phone?
Who knows? You dropped it. You dropped it in a vat of
You plug it in. There's USB. Like,
could I do it? Yes. Okay. If I absolutely had to, yes.
Okay.
But I don't see any. Now
in under
know,
3 hours? Maybe.
Maybe. I don't want to pot commit myself to a promise I can't make.
Oh,
my God.
Look. Man,
we can go down
I'm
and
not
time
mechanical.
You. We can go down and time you.
I went AK on this.
That'll
one,
be
man.
A funny bit.
All of a sudden, he's like, I went AK. Come on.
We
now.
Should go down and time him changing his tire.
It's never going to happen.
And videotape it.
Oh, good luck.
Come on.
See, that's the thing.
You're going to be here for a whole day.
You're going to use up all your battery on your phone recording.
DeAndre, like, when I see you, I would think that you know how to do that because of the way you look. And it's like, I want my, I like, okay, not to sound like super dumb.
Yeah, you can lift the car. Look at you.
But like, if my man knows how to change a tire, but if Christian would have been like, nah, baby, I don't know how to do that. That is so like a turn off.
Oh, man. I didn't see I can't change a tire. Where were we getting this narrative? I said I can change. It's going to take me a little bit. That's all I said.
Again, I can do it because I have done it. I prefer not to.
See, look, me and AK are on the same boat, man.
While you guys are waiting for AAA, I changed the tire and I'm on my way home. Right?
How long it takes you to change the tire?
Boom.
About 15 minutes.
AAA is going to arrive in like 20.
Yeah, about 15 minutes.
Oh, no, AAA takes time sometimes, depending where you at.
Bang, 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 bang,
15
bang,
minutes?
Bang. Yeah, let's go. It's not that hard.
What are you part of a pit crew?
It's not that hard. Come on. I'm surprised. I think that's a SoCal thing. Southern California.
Okay, I will be the first to admit, I am not good at anything involving tools. Like, we had this shelf in our house for years it wasn't IKEA, but it was like one of those places where you
wafer,
put it
I hate wafer. God.
I did not realize until my wife pointed this out, I had put the shelf together backwards.
Did you really? Oh,
yes.
Wow.
I thought it looked cool. Like, yeah. I actually thought it looked really cool. It's like one of those kind of like descending shelves. Like, the top one is smaller, then each shelf keeps getting bigger as it goes down.
Yeah.
I thought it looked really cool. It turns out I did it backwards.
That's okay. As long as it looks cool. Like, one thing that I found out, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but it happened to me. So when I moved, I had a bunch of furniture like from Wafer and other places that it like looks like a little puzzle and you got to put it together. And Christian was like, he was hesitating because, you know, he's good with tools. He doesn't want to do it, but he's good with them. And I was like, oh, you're just not handy, baby. You're just not handy. I've never seen my man get up so quick from the couch to prove me wrong.
That's a switch.
He did everything I asked. But see, all I had to say was, baby, you're not handy.
That's hurtful.
You're not handy.
That's mean.
Yeah, I'm secure enough in my masculinity. Yeah, you're right. Mean.
You're not handy. Wow.
You disrespected the man right in front of his
Big time, right there.
I wasn't trying to. I was like, because if you were to tell me, listen, I'm just not a handy person, that's not my deal, why am I going to get mad? You're being honest with me. Like, if I didn't know how to cook, I'm going to be like, yo, I just don't know how to cook.
Part of being a dude, we're handy. Even if we're not.
That's like saying, like, you got to cook because you're a girl. Like, that's not true.
But we're
you know
handy.
What I mean? Like,
come on. I do have an IKEA graveyard, though.
What do you mean?
No, we're not all handy.
We're not all handy.
Not everybody's
obviously
handy.
Obviously, no. Wow.
So when I was like, oh, you're just not handy. But I assumed, and he got so butthurt because he thought that I disrespected him.
Wow.
He's like, oh, you disrespected me. He got up so quick, and I'm like, oh, all I gotta do is
I can't wait
do
to see him. Oh, I can't wait to see
trying
him.
Trying to think of the stuff that I've fixed recently, like around the house. I have changed out a toilet seat. I've changed
the
that out.
Actual hoop?
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
nice.
Okay, yeah. I've done that.
Yeah, you gotta
I've done
do that.
That a few times.
Okay,
yeah, yeah,
with the big screw
that.
In the back?
Yeah. I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
I eventually put the shelf together frontwards.
Nice.
That was a big accomplishment.
I changed the garbage disposal once. Yeah.
Oh, that's, I don't know
I'm
how to do
handy.
That.
I'm pretty handy.
I do not know how to do
I
that.
I do not know how to do the garbage disposal. I'm going to call my apartment complex and be like, yo, that's not working.
No, like something like that, I would rather just call a professional.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who am I proving this to? Like, who am I trying to impress?
Yourself.
See, DeMarco's just trying to save money. That's why.
No. Well,
oh, he's calling you cheap. Yes. Well,
now
calling you cheap.
Now I'm you're not getting it. If I caught that Ohtani ball, I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't be doing anything myself.
Yeah, I mean, I am not mechanically inclined. I never have been.
Yeah.
That's never been my deal. It just isn't.
I think my block that I grew up on, we had like four mechanics. It was just kind of normal. Like, everyone had to know how to take care of their own car.
No, I mean, yeah. Here's the thing. I've never been a car guy. Like, I've never been, like, intellectually curious about how engines work, things like that. I don't particularly care what kind of car I drive as long as it's functional, as long as it's reliable.
As A to B.
Yeah. A to B, you know, I want it to be comfortable. I want it to have a reasonably good stereo, AC. Like, I want the creature comforts.
Yeah.
But I don't really care, like... Is it a flashy ride? Is it a hot ride? I don't care about that. Doesn't matter to me.
You would not pass me. See? Right there. I would not
you wouldn't
let you
catch
pass
me, DeMarco.
Me.
That's the difference. All right, the Lakers, they are winning, but they're not moving up. Can they actually get out of the 9 seed? Talk about that. Coming up next, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Drop it like it's hot.
It is so crazy to think about where Snoop's career began and his image and where he is now.
To now?
Yeah,
I know. He's like the ambassador now. I like it.
He's the ambassador.
Yeah.
Ice-T went from notorious for Cop Killer, the song, to playing a cop on TV for like
SVU.
two and a half decades.
Yeah.
Tutuola.
Yeah, I love
Tutuola.
Him.
Love it when he shows
up.
He's awesome.
Yeah,
he's great. Like, you would have never, even when Ice-T like started to act, you would have never thought that guy.
From 6 in the morning to that. No.
Like, even when he played he was an undercover cop in New Jack City.
Yeah.
You're not thinking he would eventually become iconic as a cop. Ice Cube goes from F the police to, you know, this mogul.
Offering
but
Caitlin
also,
Clark $5 million.
Yeah.
To play basketball.
And also like a bunch of family-friendly franchises.
Yeah.
You know, are we there yet?
Did you hear about the big heist?
Oh my God! I was going to bring it up.
$30 million heist in Silmar.
Well, there goes one of my big deals.
Oh my! I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh my God!
No, it's crazy, right? Yeah. Like, did you see that, Andy?
Feels like it's big deal.
Over Easter Sunday. Yeah, they robbed the joint. $30 million.
$30 million.
This looks more like a Robert De Niro type heist. So like they went through a wall. Yeah, this ain't Ocean's 11 where they conned you.
Inside job, right?
They went through the wall. Yeah.
I think there has to be somebody connected in there. There was no like suspicion.
Break down quickly what happened.
So basically, over the weekend, they went in and stole $30 million. But there was no break-in. There's like nothing. Like they can't figure out how they did it. And one of the employees was like, I'm stunned because there's no way they can get in. I'm like, yeah, there's an inside job there.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a shakedown. That's a real shakedown.
As somebody who watches a lot of heist movies, my immediate assumption would be beyond an inside man. It was an inside man. Also, they had like schematics of the place. They knew how to trip, how to avoid tripping alarms, how to turn them off.
You've seen the movie Heat, right?
I seen the movie Heat?
That same thing, right.
I have read the book, Heat 2, that is both a prequel and a sequel to Heat that's eventually going to be made into a movie by Michael Mann.
Heat 2?
Yes.
Oh, I'm all there. I'm in there.
It's both a prequel. Yeah. It's like De Niro's crew before the heist. Like it's like them
Neil
getting
McCauley
together.
Neil McCauley as a young man?
Yeah, it's Neil McCauley and Chris Chiharlis and those guys as younger criminals.
Yeah.
And something that they did in Mexico, like a heist in Mexico that explains Neil McCauley's whole don't ever become attached to anything you can't walk out on 30 seconds
Jimmy flat. McElwain.
Right. And it also explains what happens to Chris. Remember Val Kilmer's character? He's the only guy that survives.
Away. Yeah.
And you see Vincent Hanna, Pacino's cop. Like he is in part of he is in both the prequel and the sequel.
He ruined it for me because I love that movie. That's as close to perfect as you can get.
It's a great movie.
But Pacino himself said that Vincent Hanna was a cokehead.
Well, it explained, though, a lot of his wild behavior.
No, but I don't want to know that. Vincent Hanna's just a good cop. Come on.
Give me all you got. Give me all you got.
Okay, so I want... So this
She's
is
got me. A great ass.
So this is
God,
being...
That's terrific.
That was good. Yeah. And you're red.
Oh, my God.
This has been said that it's going to go down in history as being possibly one of the biggest heists in L.A. history.
Yeah.
And so the thieves broke into the facility undetected without setting off alarms by going through the roof and somehow getting into the money storage area. And they didn't even notice that the theft happened until Monday morning.
Ooh.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way that there was no inside job done. Yeah, but I want the movie, bro. Like, I want the movie done ASAP.
Yeah,
get it together, writers.
That's not Tommy and Henry.
Well, I was going to say that is Tommy and Henry. Because remember, they had an inside man in Lufthansa, the airport that they ripped off, referencing Goodfellas.
True. Yeah.
Like and they did it, by
Frenchie
the way.
And Joe Buddha.
They did it, remember, over the Jewish holiday.
They did. You won't know till Tuesday.
Right.
Perfect. Oh, my God. Heck of a heist. See? Now, that's how you think.
What we've learned from this, if you're going to be a great thief pulling off this type of job, can't be religious.
What was her name?
No respect for religion.
What was the lady that caught the ball? What was her name?
Ambar.
That's how you need to be thinking, Ambar. Right there. Think heist.
Yes. I mean, listen. After what Andy told us about the organization, the Dodgers organization, potentially not authenticating the ball, shake them down, girl. You should have shaken them down. It's too late now. But I'm so mad for her. I'm mad for her. Because she was nice enough to give up that ball for two hats, a ball and a bat.
Again, I just feel like this is a very awkward time to look to be negotiating with Ohtani. Like I can't imagine Ohtani is not super sensitive to the idea of giving out any of his information.
He's not making any new friends.
Like he does not want to do, some type of wire transfer where he gives you $100,000, then all of a sudden you may have access.
Okay.
Like,
crazy.
Wrong time.
But here's the thing. He didn't have to do that. The organization could have done that, and then he could have paid him back.
I don't know.
She should have held out.
If I'm Ohtani, I'm paranoid now just like using my ATM card. I'm terrified.
Well, that's an easy transaction.
Girl, you gave it up easy. Gave it up
no,
too
wait.
Easy.
No, wait.
She wasn't staying on business.
You said the Lakers are not going to move up?
They haven't been. Okay, so they win last night against the Wizards. last game of their road trip.
5-1 road trip.
5-1. They are beautiful. Playing great lately. They've won, I think, 21 of their last 31 games since, I've got this in front of me, since February 1st. They are 20-8, second best record in the West, tied for third best overall in the league.
Wow.
In that 28 game, in a stretch of 28 games, they are second in offense, 18th in defense, which is way higher than I expected. Their defense has often felt lousy, but 18th, like
unbelievable.
And they've won 8 of their last 9 games. They cannot move out of the 9 seed because the rest
everyone
of the,
else, yeah.
Okay, put this.
Who are we rooting against more? The Suns, right?
Well, this is what's funny now. Yeah. I don't even know who to root for or against because all of a sudden, like the Pelicans have been sliding.
Yeah,
like I'm starting to wonder. Okay, is it better now if they fall because the Lakers' last game of the season is against the Pelicans, so maybe you get this opportunity to play them straight up for a full game movement.
Right.
Like, it's getting so hard to figure out who to root for to win now, who to lose.
Well, it's easy. We know who to root for the Lakers. They have to keep winning, period. That's first.
Right, but they're in a position now where they truly do not control their own destiny. They need a lot of convoluted help. Like, to put this in perspective, they're 11 games above 500 now. They're a 9 seed. Last year, that's a 4 seed.
That's unbelievable.
Like, you're starting with home court advantage last year.
Wow.
It's crazy.
West is it's tough. It's treacherous. But it seems like we're at the embryo stage of something great. Like you said, 20-8 since
when? Assuming they get into the playoffs.
I mean, come on. They're going to make the playoffs.
I don't know for
sure.
There's
no way they're going
to
miss the playoffs.
If they're the 9 seed, they have to win 2 games. You know, sudden death.
Against?
Probably the Warriors for the first.
And that's possible.
Of course it's possible. Yeah. But, you know, all you need is a Steph heater or one of those games where Klay hits 6 threes and you're all of a sudden in trouble. Like, it's single elimination 2 straight times. And then the second game, they have to win it on the road if they're the 9 seed. I don't know if they'd be playing Phoenix or Sacramento, New Orleans, whoever, but it's got to be a road game.
Yeah.
Like, by definition, I'm not saying they can't do it. The way they've been playing, they can beat all of those teams. But man, it feels like it should be easier when you're winning this much.
Okay, you cover the Lakers, right?
Locked On Lakers, 5 days a week. Everywhere you get your podcast, DeMarco, Monday through Friday, never behind a paywall. There's also a YouTube component.
Where's the bing?
Boom.
Bing. Need that. Okay. If Steph is hot.
Me shaking down my listeners.
No, if Steph is on a heater. Steph is on
a
heater.
It's a little late, but there it goes.
And LeBron is on a heater. Who wins that matchup?
Depends. What's AD putting up? What's Klay putting up? What's Rui putting up? Is D'Angelo Russell hitting 6 threes?
Okay, let's pretend that LeBron is on one, and so is Steph, and you're getting help from everyone else.
I think if that's the case, it will be easier for the Lakers to outscore the Warriors than vice versa. The Lakers have, I think, more guys who can really get hot.
Okay, what are the chances of LeBron turning into Superman for this run? Because it seems like to win a championship from here is almost a pipe dream. It almost seems ridiculous to say.
It's going to be really, really hard. Like, if they come out of the play-in from the 9 seed, that means they're going to be beginning this playoff run as an 8. That is, by definition, very difficult for your road.
Almost impossible.
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe we're looking in the wrong, or maybe I'm looking in the wrong direction. Maybe this is AD's time to produce unimaginable.
They cannot go on a long playoff run without AD playing like a beast.
Fantastic.
It's impossible.
What did he have last night?
Last night he had 35 points, 18 rebounds, I believe 3 blocks, 2 steals. This is a great stat I saw from StatMuse. Anthony Davis leads all active players in games with at least 35 points and 15 rebounds. He also leads all active players in games with at least 2 steals and 2 blocks. He did both last night.
Whatever it is, I think he's found it because he's stayed together.
Oh, he's been AD.
He's stayed healthy.
Fantastic.
He's like 7th in minutes, right? So he's
been incredibly available. He's been great on both sides of the ball. He's going to make an all NBA team. And I think if the Lakers had a better record, he would at least be in the MVP conversation.
Hmm.
So he's been great.
No matter what your road is, as long as you get help and you get a reasonable LeBron.
Well, and also,
anything could happen.
Let's
with this
be
team.
Honest.
Yeah.
To some degree, this depends a lot on where in the bracket is Denver compared to you. How long can you avoid Denver? Because Denver, okay, I still think, is the team to beat. Yes.
I'm in the other category. If you're going to face Denver, I like to do it early.
Well, I just meant, are you going to face them at all?
You're going to have to go through Denver at some point. But if you do, I would rather face them early than late.
Why is that?
Because I'm still reasonably healthy. You know what I mean?
Still versus late. Reasonably fresh.
Absolutely, yeah. If I want to lose, I might as well lose early. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to wait to
I mean, at some point, them. At some point, if the road goes through Denver, you're correct. You're gonna face them at some point, so there is a logic to facing them early.
And didn't I see Anthony Davis had all that and only one foul? How do you get 18 rebounds and only one foul?
Well, it helps to play the Wizards.
I guess so.
Definitely helps to play the Wizards. All right, coming up next, big deal or no deal? Andy and DeMarco in for the guys, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks, Andy. It's okay. I'll take it from here. All right, guys. So I actually preview this question with DeAndre. So I'm intrigued on what you guys are going to say. So my friend who has a boyfriend, she is a girl, had a male friend come over her place for a few hours after work. He stayed, you know, a little long. And she told her boyfriend, she's like, hey, babe, so-and-so came over. He left already. And apparently her boyfriend lost it. He said that no friend, especially a male friend, should be at her place past 10 p.m. because she lives on her own. And she's like, hey, do you think this? I was like, nah, girl, this is not a big deal to me. But do you guys think that having someone of the opposite sex while you're in a relationship past a certain time, a big deal or no deal?
I think it really comes down to, do you trust this person you're with or not?
Mm-hmm.
That's really what you're asking, because if you're secure with that relationship and you trust them and you know that this person is like a legitimate friend, you should be able to trust them.
I agree. DeMarco?
Well, I'm trying both sides of this, right? So I agree, right? But if your wife came home at 11 p.m. and there's another woman at your place, how do you think she reacts? A person she doesn't know.
Okay, that's the thing.
Oh, but that's key.
Is that different?
No, but they know each other.
Oh, they know each other.
They're not like friendly, but he knows of the friend.
Okay. I was going to say, if it's a complete stranger, I'm guessing she reacts poorly.
Right, right.
But if it's a woman that she knows, I've been legitimately friends and it's only friends for a long time, I'd like to think my wife would be okay with it.
I'd
like to think she trusts me that much.
Yeah, yeah. I think that goes sideways, like for me. And if I walked in and there's a dude on the couch, I think I would be okay with it after I apologized. Because, right. Because my
I got that.
Right. You know what I mean? Once I find out who you are, you're the pastor. Oh, my bad.
Oh, my God. You just beat up the pastor. Okay.
My bad.
Here's an Ohtani baseball for your trouble.
Right. Look what I found.
For your trouble.
Just saying. Yeah, that's a weird one. That's a hard one.
All right,
yeah.
DeAndre.
I don't know. This generation is different, man. You know, it's not that I don't trust, you know, I don't trust the women that I'm with. It's just I don't trust these guys these days.
That's as simple as that.
Well, that's also not this generation's different. There have been generation upon generation of men who are untrustworthy.
Yeah, I hear you,
that's not just like a Gen Z thing.
You know what I'm saying? If you see these guys these days, they're something different. I'm telling you right now.
I don't know. That to me, and I told her, I was like, listen, I'm not going to speak ill of your man because I like him. He's cool. But I feel like that's immaturity. Like, they don't have trust in you. Because I have a lot of guy friends. And my guy friends come over sometimes. I live on my own. And I tell my man, like, hey, so-and-so's coming over, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, okay, cool. Like, he knows I'm not doing nothing. You know what I mean? So when I told D, he was like...
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, come like, on now. You got to think about some stuff. Yeah.
I mean,
see, DeMarco's with me.
I'm just saying.
Me and Andy are here. Me and Andy are here. Oh, anyways.
Again, look, if it was a guy that I had no idea who this person was, yeah, I might have some questions.
I
yes.
Hope I don't get in trouble. Do you guys know who Michael J. White, the actor?
Michael?
Yeah.
The martial artist?
Yeah.
Okay, I came out of a said room, and he was in the living room. And, bro, let me tell you, seeing that dude up close in real life, oh, man.
You're talking about Black Dynamite?
Black Dynamite was on the couch. And I'm like, so this is where it ends for me.
I can't blame her if she's cheating.
Right.
You're like, I'm tempted.
I'm tempted?
Right there. Wow. All
right. Sorry, I'm trying to just... Andy just said, I'm tempted.
Right.
He looks good.
Sorry, I had a cough. So I saw this article that is saying that Arby's... people ask who eats at Arby's. I don't think I remember the last time I stepped foot into an Arby's, had an Arby's sandwich. And a lot of people seem to be on that narrative. So they are actually trying to challenge the skeptics, saying that, you know, we do have people that come to our business. And they're really, they're actually giving free sandwiches throughout April to challenge that.
Oh.
So my thing is it a big deal or no deal that a food joint has to give out free food for someone to go try them? Especially because they've been in business for so long.
That's kind of a big deal, right? Yeah. Have you ever bought Arby's?
It's been a while, but I have.
You have bought Arby's?
I have.
Okay.
I don't eat a ton of fast food, period.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot. I don't have much anyway. But you know what I just learned, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this. Maybe you guys did. I had no idea. Ving Rhames is the have the meats voice.
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. Sounds just like him.
It does sound just like him. I just didn't know it was Ving Rhames.
Yeah. He's been doing that for years.
For like a decade.
Yeah, yeah. And James Earl Jones, this is CNN.
Oh, I mean, that one I knew.
Yes. I didn't know it was him for years.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea until somebody that's him too? Hey, that's Darth Vader. Yeah.
This is CNN.
I had no idea it was him. Wow, yeah, that's Ving Rhames. I have never, ever stepped foot inside of an Arby's, but I've had one of their sandwiches. It was just there. It was brought to me.
I think that's what I told Dee.
Yeah. Same thing?
Yeah.
You? Have you been in Arby's?
I've been to Arby's, but I mean.
Okay. What do you order?
Not anymore. I got like the French dip, that's it.
Okay.
You know what's really good? And you can get this at the grocery store in the freezer section. They're frozen curly fries. You can put them in the like air fryer
those
or the
really
oven.
Good.
Or
what.
They're
no, those
really good.
Good.
The Arby's curly fries are good.
Those are good. They're fire.
Yeah.
Really? I've never had it. Okay.
Me neither.
Never been there.
Yeah. They're seriously good. Too good.
That's kind of a big deal, though, if you got to give away free stuff to get people to come in.
Yeah. Like, I mean, again, I don't think I've ever set foot in an Arby's.
It's honestly Jon Stewart's fault. Like, Jon Stewart had this long-running bit on The Daily Show where he was making fun of Arby's. He just sort of randomly chose them because the name is funny. But I think Jon Stewart led people to believe that Arby's is awful.
Wow. I've never been at Southwest Airlines flight attendant telling jokes. What's a pirate's favorite fast food restaurant? Arby's. And the whole plane is silent. Right.
If the joke is an indication of their food, let me know.
What's a dyslexic pirate say? Rah!
Oh, God.
Same thing.
We have entered dad jokes territory. The show has been off the rails for a while now. All right. Have you guys seen these reborn dolls? They look just like real life babies, and they are being bought for people who have like dementia and Alzheimer's, and it's like helping them kind of trigger memories and stuff. I'm not sure if you guys have seen these reborn dolls, but they're honestly very creepy looking. But do you guys think it's a big deal or no deal that people are buying these dolls for this particular reason?
They are creepy looking.
They're so creepy.
Real-born dolls?
Is it reborn? Reborn.
Reborn dolls.
Reborn dolls.
Okay.
They're really realistic. And because they're not moving,
It just feels so weird.
I mean, if they're helping people, great.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. Ooh.
These are unsettling.
Oh. Right? I mean, part of me wants to say it's a big deal because they're helping people, but it's like this creepy deal.
Again, if they're sincerely helping people, good on them.
So be it, right.
I don't want to ever go near one. No. Like, I don't want the help that bad. If I'm ever that old, no. I don't want the help that bad.
Oh, man. We're not making fun of people that have
No, we're not making fun of the people. We're making fun of the dolls.
Do not come at us. Yes, the dolls.
No, we're making fun of the dolls.
No, no.
No, it's so, they're creepy.
There is nothing more terrifying to me in horror movies than when you get to dolls and like the little kids in the corner.
Well, dolls
Those things freak me out.
Dolls are actually a pretty common phobia. For a lot of people.
Really?
I think that's part of the reason why they're so effective as a horror trope is because there are people who are creeped out by dolls. Like, did you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
Yes.
Remember Tig?
Yeah.
Tig's character was a long running thing about him. He was creeped out by dolls.
By dolls.
Yes.
That's not the one thing I remember about Tig. There's other things.
That's not even top 20 for weird things about Tig.
Some other stuff I remember about Tig.
If you watch that. Sons of Anarchy, yo. Tig was
you know
out
what,
there.
You know.
Yeah, but.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I used to hate, like super chiming in here quickly? The porcelain dolls. So
yeah.
My mom used to have porcelain dolls because they were gifted to her and it was like a thing for her to keep. But I was like, Ma, I can't with these dolls. So I boxed them up, and I didn't mean to break them, but they broke, and she was heartbroken, so I felt so bad. But you know how they come out, like, cracked in movies and stuff? So when I opened the box, that's what they look like. I was so creeped out.
Oh, I'm not sleeping tonight.
So creeped out. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh. All right, so I'm a huge fan of rooftop eateries here in L.A. Like, Perch is one of my favorite places to go just because the scenery is really great. But I noticed that, well, due to this article, they're charging a security charge. So now, like, on top of, you know, a lot of places in L.A., they do, like, the surcharge 4%, or they'll do, they help pay their benefits. You're helping pay their benefits to the employee, which I'm like, okay, cool, you know, I'll do my part. I know it's expensive. But now I got to pay security tax, too? Like, bro, come on. I feel like I'm not even going to ask you guys if this is a big deal or no deal because I feel like it's a big deal. But do you guys even check your receipts when you guys pay, like what you're actually paying? Or you guys just pay
bill? I check everything. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you?
Because they will slip stuff on there sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oops, my bad. Yeah.
Have you guys seen this, like, security charge?
But I don't mind paying a security charge.
Really?
Oh, I don't mind at all. I want to feel safe while I'm in there. If I could pay a little extra to feel secure, because...
Perch,
look, you know where we are. You know happens sometimes.
But Perch is like a really nice place. It's not like a hood place that you're going to and you need like some type of protection, bro. Like, it's Perch.
But you never know who's going there, who you're sitting next to. You know what I'm saying?
My first reaction if I saw that bill would be like, is security another word for gratuity? Like is this like an automatic? Like, it's a table of two. Did they really do that?
How much security do I need?
Like
security?
1 or 2%, right? For a security guard or two, right?
It was.
I don't mind that.
I mean, it wasn't a lot, but it's like you know, like a good 10% ish. You know,
do that at Roscoe's.
Like, do you have the option of saying leave it off my check? But if stuff pops off, they don't have to protect
just
me.
Just saying.
I don't know. I know some restaurants you can ask to remove. Like the subcharge or like like the health charge or whatever it's called in LA. Some restaurants let you do that. But to me, it's like it's getting ridiculous that we're helping to pay for so much. The food is expensive already.
You know what's interesting? When I was in New York, I talked about how early I just got back from New York and went on a mini vacation with my wife and daughter. In New York, if something is less than $100, there's no sales tax. It's $100 or less, there's no sales tax. It's interesting.
Oh, really?
Like, you go over $100, they add it in. But if it's under $100, there is no tax.
Wow. I'm still not moving to New York.
Listen, I love New York. Like, I love the East Coast. I would live there if it wasn't so damn cold. Just
it
because
is cold.
I love the
Super
vibe
cold.
Over there. But one thing that I like, so I work at another place, and there's a little, like, food joint, little hole in the wall. Burger joint, and I loved when I went to buy food over there, the guy's like, oh, it's $12. And I was like, oh yeah, but you forgot the tax. He's like, oh no, all my prices include tax already. So this is just what you pay. And I'm like, why can't businesses do that? Just give me the price that I'm going to pay out the door. I don't care for the tax added later. Just if it's $15, I don't care if you overcharge me on tax, but it's $15.
Oh, but you won't pay for security.
Real quick. I guess, do we have a breaking news sound or anything like that, or a sponsor or whatever?
We can, yeah.
It's not those rebirth dolls.
No. Okay. This is actually news that will make people happy.
Oh, okay, good.
Per Dan Wojcicki, who covers the Lakers for the LA Times, making sure that this is real, both Magic Johnson and James Worthy have posted that Michael Cooper will be a member of the 2024 Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
Hey!
Story coming to the LA Times. Congratulations, Coop.
Coop making it in. Nice.
Congratulations, Coop.
Congratulations.
Knee-high socks all around.
Plus,
big deal, guys.
That's a big deal, which means, by the way, 21's getting retired. That's going up to the jersey.
Nice.
That's going up to the rafters.
About time.
That's basically been the only reason that Michael Cooper's jersey has not joined Kobe and Magic and Worthy and Kareem and all them, is because the standard is Hall of Fame. 21's going up there soon.
Nice.
I'm so excited for him.
Good for Coop. Yeah. He's hilarious,
he's
by the way, too.
He's a good dude.
He's
a good
really
dude.
Funny.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, man. Very, very cool. All right, coming up next, little dealer's choice. Last of the show, Andy and DeMarco in for the guys, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wait, don't tell me. What is this? I just said don't tell me. Yeah, hold on. What is it?
Hollywood Nights.
I was like, I could have hit the post at this point.
Hollywood Nights.
Bob Seger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not well-versed on my Seger yet. Yeah.
Well, this is one of his best-known ones,
yeah.
And it is apropos for today's dealer choice because we got two big Hollywood birthdays on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. turning 59 years old today.
You know, that's a milestone.
Yeah.
Never thought he'd see 50.
No.
I was going to say, for him, yeah.
40,
That is a serious milestone.
Wow.
It's one of the things I'm going to get into with Downey. Also, it would have been, trying to see exactly which birthday, for the 1979, it would have been
45, right?
45
yeah.
For the late Heath Ledger.
He would have been 45.
He would have been 45 today.
Wow.
And seeing those, Laura's crack research, got me thinking about, because they're both known for Marvel and DC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Robert Downey Jr. with Iron Man, Heath Ledger as the Joker in The Dark Knight. First with Downey, like, you know, you mentioned the idea that he would reach 59 did not seem like a given for many years.
Didn't think he'd get out of his 20s.
People.
Facts.
People may lose sight now, or if you're just younger and you didn't experience all this, like the idea that Downey would become the face that launched Marvel was inexplicable at the time. Like Jon Favreau, who directed Iron Man, he had to fight to get Downey cast as Iron Man. It probably helped that at the time Iron Man was not a super hot property.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was considered one of the more... I don't want to say minor Marvel guys,
popular,
but he wasn't.
Popular, yeah. But
not one of the major.
Yeah, yeah.
And the idea that Downey would be that successful as a superhero, much less launch this entire cinematic universe that has, for better or for worse, changed Hollywood.
Yeah.
that was unfathomable in, I want to say, 2008. That's when the movie came out.
Unbelievable. I can't imagine anybody else in that role.
No, no.
Anybody else
you
in that
role. You cannot picture anyone else.
Yeah, he is Iron Man.
But at the time, it felt like for a lot of people, you could picture anybody else.
True.
But Downey. And then with...
I can't picture another Iron Man, but I can picture another Wolverine. Is that bad?
Hugh Jackman is a great
I know, but I can picture another one, though. I'm sorry, but
he's
go ahead.
Really good. But then with Heath Ledger, and I'm curious about your take on this, DeMarco, because I know you're a big movie guy.
Yeah.
The Joker, which he won Best Supporting Actor for posthumously, I think you can make a really, really compelling argument that so far in the 21st century, that is the quintessential film performance of this century so far. When you like take into account box office, critical acclaim, influence, you know, obviously the tragic circumstances with Ledger's death, like the way it stays with people because it makes you wonder what could have come next. I mean, everybody knew already he was a really great actor.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't know he was that good.
But like, and it was such an unusual and unique take on a comic book villain. I think it is the quintessential performance so far of the 21st century in movies.
It's up there. I'm definitely. I will never forget it. I'm just not, you know, I'm not an actor. I have to let the actors do that. But definitely iconic.
But you're a movie guy. You watch a lot of movies.
Look, to me, and this is funny. What's the other guy's name? Is it Jared Leto?
Jared Leto, yeah.
His Joker wasn't that bad. It just was bad compared to that one.
Wasn't that good.
But compared to Heath Ledger.
Oh,
that's what I mean. You're the next guy. It's never going to work well after that.
It's really hard to, I mean, especially under those circumstances. It's one thing to like, you know, Christian Bale takes over Batman from George Clooney, or like Robert Pattinson takes it over from Bale. Like, there's going to be comparisons and stuff, but it's different when you take it over from an actor that passed away, like under really tragic circumstances.
Right.
That adds to the difficulty of the comparison.
That's where I was going with the Caitlin Clark recreating Kobe Bryant's epic photo. You know what I mean? It's different because it's Kobe. Kobe's not here, so people are sensitive to that. I don't see anything wrong with what she did, taking that picture.
To me, it wasn't that she would take that picture. It felt inorganic in the moment.
Yeah,
me. Like I said, if she was doing like a magazine profile, and she recreated it as part
someone
of the
someone posed her.
Yeah, I would have no problem with that at all.
Okay.
It just feels weird, the idea of, okay, you just won this big game. Go do the Kobe pose. Like, that just feels forced.
Right.
But, like, that performance as the Joker.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to follow that.
It's
so
incredible.
How do you follow that? You're going to play the Joker next. How are you going to follow that? You'd have to come up with something different.
Well, you know what's crazy, too, and this just occurred to me, and we were actually talking about during one of the breaks, the posters and information coming out about Joker 2.
Yeah.
Like, it would have seemed pretty crazy to think about, you know, less than 20 years ago, that two actors would get Oscars for playing the Joker.
The Joker. Unbelievable.
But
I know.
Joaquin Phoenix has played a very different version of Joker. He won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
And Heath Ledger won an Academy Award.
I can't wait for that movie. That's going to be fun. I hope there's a Batman in it.
I hope
for me.
This is purely a guess because they've kept a lot of details under wraps. I don't think there will be.
Or at least the beginning stages. You don't have to have the cowl and the cape and everything and the Batmobile, but just the beginning stages of Batman.
If I were to guess, there won't be, because I don't think that's the type of movie that they even want to make. Like, I think the movie, they're trying to use Joker, and maybe we'll see what they do with Lady Gaga. She's playing Harley Quinn, correct?
Yes.
Yes, she is.
But these are Batman villains.
Right. But it feels like they're trying to do something totally different, where it's not even about the battles between the superheroes and the villains. It's about just something totally different.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah. But how do you follow Heath Ledger?
All right.
Yeah.
That's it for us. Andy, DeMarco, DeAndre, Laura.
Follow that.
Give it a try, who's ever coming next, 710 ESPN.